you know, an established forest is better than all the stuff you're going to put in there, and you can still make them put a plant an evergreen row in front of it, or double row, or whatever.
Now, my view of this is I agree with the land development, leave it the way it is. If somebody actually needs less area, that's why we have variances. And if they can prove a hardship, they can get a variance. But if the hardship is because they're causing the hardship, then they don't get the variance.
So then how do you word this? That the that the setback shall not be considered part of the land development? How do you word that? How do you word this in you?
Well, can you word it that way to the residential side? Because if it's commercial, we don't have a problem.
I think the normal setbacks are going to apply, that whatever setbacks you agree on are going to apply, except in the case where it borders a non-residential use. Then it's going to be the extended setback.
I don't know. If we're concerned about bigger setbacks, because we truly are going to have a noise nuisance or that kind of a thing, and then it depends on the commercial use that's next to it.
I was just going to say that, because I was reading somewhere there was a complaint issued, a yoga studio. I believe it was yoga studio was being impacted by another business that was not open on a particular day. That's why the yoga studio was open on a certain evening, and now the other business decided to open that night and they can't hold their proceedings. So if it was next to like a multi-use or something, and now noise is going to affect another business.
Oh, we had that right here in Milford Township, where the archery place is at one point. They were complaining about the karate place next door.
Oh, okay. Well, this was recent. I can't remember the two businesses that were at odds. But that's a very recent, like within the past few days that I read about it. So I'm not sure that something that has the potential to create a lot of noise should be a commercial use should not be considered that it's a that's a disturbing use. They could, because it could be, you know, somebody that had a place of worship or you know, that kind of thing. How do you?
I'll look up Killdozer.
I'm just saying. I'm not so sure that really applies for something.
No, I'm just saying. A guy had a repair garage, and the.
No, I know
and
that.
And they let the concrete plant go in next door.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. I don't know that you can take care of every circumstance that's going to arise in a generally drafted ordinance.
Right, but if they if you can have greater setbacks just because of this, this is what it is.
Right.
Why should it just only be to the residential?
That's exactly the point that I'm bringing up. Why should it be?
If we're really concerned about this, then why shouldn't the setback be the same?
My point exactly.
Setback, just have period.
Period. Yes, exactly. Setback period. Not because a commercial use can be a quiet use. And that's how some of them come in and they say, well, you know, I'm a really low impact use. You know, why am I being set to these circumstances? And
why are we having the setback bigger? Is it because it's really because of noise, or is it because these are such behemoths that we want them out of the way?
It's a combination of both.
Right, but are both justifiable reasons?
My opinion, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, then, my opinion is, if you're going to have that kind of setback, have it all the way around the property.
Why don't we take a look at what the average size buildings are
I don't think you can do that with that.
You can go by an average.
I think how you look at it is which how the applicant is going to go by. What's the biggest building I can put on this piece of property?
Well, let me finish.
Not the average size.
Let me finish. The average size. Because we're going, let's say, minimum 15 acres. What size building with a 200-foot setback on both sides can you fit in there? And do we have to go maybe to 18 acres or 20 acres? You know what I'm saying? From an engineering point of view, as to what they could put in there and what is happening.
Well, yeah, I mean, we could calculate that. But so all properties are kind of irregular, so it's hard to...
Yeah, that's really...
Yeah, that's hard that's to true. Do. I mean,
you can get a pretty rectangular, long, somewhat narrow lot.
Yep, yeah, no, so I see what you're saying. So then the question is 200 feet unreasonable?
Well, that leaves an acre, let's say, roughly.
I mean, that's...
To build on in the center.
It's 2 acres.
No.
Can we get the free input of another engineer? Yeah, yeah. Is
depends on the width of the property.
Is 200 feet setback unreasonable?
Doesn't a chart exist for that, like setback acreage wise?
I mean, are you familiar with the biggest concern we have?
I was just Googling it. Yeah.
The backup generators.
Well, they said the generators and the cooling systems, because they're running 24/7, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can produce up to 95 decibels.
Yeah.
Which is pretty substantial.
Yeah, it's pretty loud. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, even having 200 feet, if it's 200 feet of open space, it's not going to dampen the sound.
Right.
So, you may want to consider like something specific required for addressing the noise. But they may have to put sound walls or some sort of.
Well, we've done that in the past. Because one of the board members works on a lot of these places, and he said the biggest issue, because you don't hear anything during the day, but if the power goes out, they could have 25, 30 cat generators kicking on, and those are loud.
In truth, the closest site, because we have one down in Salem Township by the power plant in Berwick, you know, they put them there, and I've been on the site, I've seen them, but I haven't listened to them really run, so I'm not sure how loud they are.
Well, they put them there because of the close proximity to power. Right?
Yeah, that was a good spot for me, because there was nothing really there. They got the power plant, the river for cooling. So.
And it's up against the mountain on one side and the river on the other, and they're just, nobody's done anything with that land, right?
So, yeah. So
it's just.
And then the governor has got a big push on for data centers. I wonder how long it's going to be before he takes any power away from the municipalities.
So really, I think the issue is just figuring out a reasonable setback. You know, if 200 is too much, you know, is 100 enough? But I agree, depending on the terrain, depending on the amount of vegetation, that alone won't necessarily reduce the noise.
Right.
You know, any approval is going to have to address this.
It's more about aesthetics.
Yeah. So I think the aesthetic issue is a big one for the setback. The noise, just being 200 feet back, is not going to necessarily accomplish what we need.
I personally think that any mechanicals, any of those kind of things have to be in a building with soundproofing.
They have to be somewhere where they're going to. Yeah.
They have to be in a building, in an enclosure with soundproofing, and that should include all the mechanicals.
But the problem you're going to have there, it's got to be soundproof walls outside, because like even the sewage plants, we had those aerators in there. The exhaust still has to go outside, same with the generators, and that's where you're getting all the noise from. So if it's in a building, they're going to have it ported outside for all the exhaust for all the generators.
Right, so, yeah, but they make noise diffusers that mitigate that.
Yeah. That can be put on it like a generator or something? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Then that's something we got to look at.
Well, then that's...
They don't have to be straight pipe.
We've had to do that for sewer plants, for the noise from the sewer.
Well, straight pipes are the cheapest, so that's what you get if you don't control it, right?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I've got
Must be
1,000 horsepower trucks that pull in that you can't even hear run. I've got some equipment that comes in there that's 300 horsepower that deafens your ears.
Well, I think that's something we should definitely have in the ordinance. Then. Anything that's...
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Any supportive mechanicals have to be in a building, and noise diffusers must be incorporated.
Right.
Does that help then, John?
Yep. Yeah, I think so. I mean, we could be specific, but we say it's generic, but if we want to be more specific, we can add language. But, it says about noise that the applicant would be required to demonstrate by sound study, that they have addressed, that. I'm just kind of paraphrasing.
But I think you have to, and I understand that, but then we get into, it's very selective with how they, so then there needs to be another sentence, as in, enclosures and sound mitigation, or however that would be, not just somebody that's going to say, oh guys, it'll be okay, it'll be under 60 decibels.
I agree. I think that the setback really needs, so there's two issues: setback to building, setback to development, right? Do we want a natural or a landscape buffer to the edge of the development? I don't know.
In one of the sections, we tried to address part of that by leaving existing vegetation, utilization of a berm, solid fence, screen wall, or other solid screen, but it doesn't really address the noise part. So... That's on page 5.
With these huge buildings, I like the idea to limit the disturbance.
Yeah.
And then you incorporate. If you have open fields, then they've got to put something else in between.
Was there anything, I don't remember, it's been so long since I read it, was there anything in there about leaving access around the building for emergency vehicles?
No, but that would be part of any
conditional use.
I mean, any conditional.
Well, the fire department's going to look at the plan and go, we can't get to the back of the building.
Yeah.
You're not going to do a building like this and not have it full access on all four sides. I mean, you can't.
It just doesn't make sense.
We never say never.
Well, generally,
we got one across the street that kept closing the rear gate.
Good planning, you have access, especially such large buildings, for fire purposes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know. I it's been a while since I've looked in the fire code. That may even actually be required.
It is. Yeah, it's 150 feet.
Yeah.
Fire truck has to be able to get in with 150 feet of all portions of the building.
Correct, yeah. So you're not going to have such a large building without having access on all four sides, yeah.
Yeah, there's still some work to do, but we're getting closer.
I think so, too. I think... We go to this work session, see if we hear anything that enlightens us more.
Yeah, that's only next week, right?
Yeah. And then I think we just really need, I think the lot coverage, we just go with the ordinance. I think the thing we really need to just focus on is the setback.
The only other thing we haven't looked at yet, have you heard anything about these on-site nuclear power plants for these things?
I've heard nothing, but...
I haven't seen or heard anything about it.
Well, that's scary for the use of water.
Yeah, I mean, that would...
Because you're not going to decide to cool them when you feel like it. You activate a nuclear plant, you're going to use the water all the time, no matter what.
It's going to be a constant cooling.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have to come in with a very detailed plan on how all that would operate.
We would get some attendance on that one.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean,
Did you see the article from the governor's office in New Jersey about this? They got so many data centers now that everybody's electric is skyrocketing because of supply and demand.
Oh, that's no surprise.
And now they're talking about opening more nuclear plants in Jersey to make up the difference for the power problem.
Yeah, it's the same issue they have in Virginia.
But it takes it to be responsible. Building a nuclear plant takes 10 years to be responsible. Now, are they going to be responsible?
It actually,
you're talking about these mini plants. What does that mean?
What's that?
It took 25 years from start to finish on the Berwick plant.
But they weren't just talking nuclear. They were talking coal, too, just to mix, to have some more supply of electric. Because I guess they are inundated with data centers in Jersey.
So it says that, I mean, there's lines in there about, energy generation design or used, including wind, fossil fuel, nuclear, shall not be considered part of the data center use, and such systems would be considered a separate use. So if they did go that route, that would be a completely separate conditional use,
right,
based on the way it's written.
Would it be, or would that be a FERC application and they say you don't have anything to do with this township?
It's true. Well,
it's FERC.
I don't mean to be the boogeyman here, but
that's true.
Well, just from my many years of seeing how the Energy Regulatory Commission works with PPL and Lake Wampanoag, and it seems like that it seems as though applications get sent in, and the most recent example being the compressor station at Jessup. That's just, all of a sudden it gets approved without any public comment.
Can't say I'm surprised.
We know there's no dealing with FERC. So.
Well, but then the other question is, if you have that statement in there, then do we need another ordinance to deal with that?
To deal with energy generation? I mean, I don't know if we can really cover energy generation in this ordinance without overly complicating it.
Right.
I think treat it as a separate use and,
right.
Let's see what happens, right?
And maybe what we can cover, John, is we can cover as part of the upgrades, amendments we're looking at, we can cover, solar generation commercial in a separate section of the zoning ordinance. Mm. So I had given the board a few of those. If you remember back, way back when we started talking about warehouses. So you might have them, Shahana may have them in there.
Well, part of the thinking about that when we went to that, so that John knows where we are, is some of the ordinances were encouraging, almost requiring, that large facilities like this or new large parking facilities have solar as part of the component, that they have solar on the top of these buildings, and that they have parking arrays with solar over the cars, because now we have all this land that's destroyed. Let's get a good use out. That's what started that conversation.
Correct.
And then we've got down in the weeds with so many other things that we really put that to the side. So,
yeah.
And quite frankly, when you see what they've done over in Warwick and some of those places with the solar farms,
which, by the way,
in my opinion, they're atrocious. I don't see any benefit from them at all. I don't know what you think of them. You
have one under construction or about to start construction close by, not real close, but in the village of Newfoundland. Up on top of the hill, there's a 3 megawatt solar array.
Is that an open field?
Yeah.
This is what I was talking to the guy that builds them. He said they won't come in and cut trees down to put these things in. They're only going to find an open field somewhere, and that's where they'll put them.
Well, that's because of the financial cost.
Financial cost doesn't, you know, it doesn't benefit them in any way, shape, or form to have to clear a field.
They don't have to clear. They don't want to clear trees, and they don't want to put a lot of infrastructure in.
Well, a field is perfect because it doesn't have a lot of rocks. The excavation is minimal. Not that they go very deep, I'm sure, anyway.
No, they pretty much, they look for farm fields that aren't being used.
And then they
rent the way it seems. To distribution, too.
Yeah.
They don't want to be more than a quarter of a mile away from distribution.
Yeah. And then they're fencing them and they're putting goats in them twice a year is what they're doing. Isn't that the way they're maintained?
That's correct.
That might... on some locations, but they do it, and I know a few people that have worked on them. They don't want a lot of infrastructure in there because it financially doesn't make sense, even with all the credits that New York State is giving them.
They still are hard to pay for themselves.
They're hard to pay for, I mean, there's a lot that goes into them, and so they don't want to do a lot of grading. They don't want to do a lot of road. They push back as much as they can as far as putting in just roadways, because a lot of the fire or emergency response want access roads and stuff. And I've seen them at board meetings actually push back so that they don't have to put that stuff in, because it's just.
Yeah, it all depends on the company. The last company I dealt with was very good. They actually put a road around the fence and access ways through the fence for the fire department and bought them a UTV because they didn't have equipment to get up there. So they gave them a fully equipped UTV for which runs about $100,000 according to the fire chief.
That must have been one hell of a size of field.
But quite honestly, that kind of a facility out in the open like that or whatever, what do we care if it burns? Seriously, by the time they get to it, any of the volatile compounds are already going to be released, and you're going to put water on it and send it down the hill. It might be better off let it burn where it's at.
You can't even use water on it. It's electric.
Be more contained.
Well, they had it wasn't a solar field, but they had a battery location catch fire over in Warwick.
That's another.
That's a whole other animal.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if there's any of that coming locally, but. There's a few applications in Orange County that are for battery storage, and it's a hot topic.
Yeah, that's good.
You don't buy any battery storage.
Well, that's another thing we're looking at with the data centers, too.
Yeah.
I grew up next to a battery plant.
That explains it all.
That's it.
What, down in East Bend?
I mean, the solar is one element. I mean, that's a whole other subject that we could... I don't see evidence that it's become popular in PA. It was huge in New York because the governor and the state pushed for solar.
Well, and they took this to Greentown because there's no ordinance, right?
Right.
They have no ordinance in Greentown yet.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm sure that's...
No zoning.
Not only that, it's close to the... generation to the transmission line, but that's basically why they're there. There's no zoning ordinance.
Yeah, they're actually have their choice of either the Med Ed transmission line or the PPL transmission line because they're both there.
Well, I mean,
now we're getting off the
off.
We're way off the mark now.
Yeah. So I think
we're close.
Yeah. I think we just really got to settle on setbacks. I think that's really what, maybe we listen to what we hear and do a little bit more research. But I think the ordinance as constructed will work.
I'm hoping that they give some insight into what the state is looking
at. Well, for the sake of conversation so that John can keep moving, let's ask the question this way. Unless we find something substantial to change our mind, what would we think the proper setbacks should be at this from this perspective? Then you don't have to come to another meeting to work on.
In reality, if we got all the sound barriers and everything, inside the building, the exhaust is taken care of, if they can keep the sound down, I'd say between 150 and 200 feet is a good setback. That's my opinion.
On the earth disturbance.
Right.
Okay. And then provisions to put landscaping in if that would be appropriate.
Correct.
If they don't meet the two.
The preference would be to use the natural buffer, but if there isn't one, so to speak, then...
then they'd have to put one in.
Is that something you can work with, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let me work.
I mean, I'm not putting words in there. Everybody agree with that? You know, 150.
We have to have some place to start from, and I think that's with these huge buildings.
I'm leaning more towards 200. But
when you go down the highway and see the way these things are stacked against each other and do that sort of a thing,
yeah.
What they're doing in Allentown and up in the coal region with the properties that they had. I don't know as if it's as offensive there as it would be here, because we have such small pieces of property, and anything they do here, they're going to have to move a huge amount of material because there's nothing level.
No.
What was the front setback, John? What was the front setback on that? Do you remember? You have it there.
I think the county's ordinance didn't. You know, they were
it didn't differentiate. It was 100 feet for 100 residential. Feet,
yeah. It just said 100 feet.
All right, because now I'm also thinking, and you guys know, I've always been along this line, a further setback on the front so it's not as visible from the road, and leave the natural trees and everything that are there, or put a buffer up.
I think the 200 feet has to be all the way around it, period.
He took the words right out of my mouth.
Then that takes care of
that. Push it to the center of the property.
I'd rather see it in the center of the property like they do down in Lakewood, where all you see is a sign and a driveway, and you can't see the buildings from the road.
Yeah, they did 100 feet. I mean, if we end up with something that's on the order of 150 to 200, I mean, that's going to be more than...
Yeah, I don't think that's outrageous.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Especially on the type of parcels that we want them to gravitate towards, right?
Yep.
So, all right. Okay. So I think we're close on the data centers, right, Tony?
Thanks, yep. John.
Yep. Just skipping I wanted to just quickly, because I don't know if we can spend a lot of time, the warehouse ordinance, have we actually drafted a document, or I know we...
We have one with comments on it.
Well, we have the one that was a reference, right, from York, but have we actually drafted one?
No.
There hasn't been one actually drafted, to my knowledge.
No.
Yeah.
And there's comments on the one from York. Yep.
Is that something that we're now at a point where we're ready to do that, like actually draft?
Well, we'd have to go over it again to make... Most of the comments on there are the ones I wrote, I think.
Yeah, no, you had...
But we have to have a place to start.
Yeah.
We've got to...
Yeah.
Do we want to create a document that will become the ordinance?
My answer is yes.
The answer is yes, but I think we should go over it one more time to see if anybody's got it.
I think we were talking about using...
We haven't looked at it in a while.
The industrial standards that you had presented us.
Yeah.
Right.
For different categorizations of warehouses.
Yeah,
yes.
We had
that,
yes.
Yep, we wanted to add that in.
We did that, almost a year ago now, right?
Right.
So now it's just a question, do we want to create the document that's going to be the ordinance to start? All
right. I think so, John.
Yes, right. I think so. I think it makes sense. Or we're just going to keep... We can change whatever we get.
Yeah, we can always make an amendment to it.
Yeah.
But I would personally prefer to see it get drafted up so we can all be on the same page.
Well, that's what John's talking about.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's what John's talking about. He's gonna put a document together that we can actually chew on.
Yeah.
Okay.
To have an actual document that we can
that's gonna be ours.
Review and discuss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Based on everything that we've talked about.
Already talked about.
Yeah. I would agree. I mean, we...
Okay.
And because right now we don't have anything.
Yeah, we're not going... Yeah, let's just...
Like if somebody walked in with another warehouse application, we'd be back to where we were 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then in that, you can incorporate the same stuff that we just agreed on.
Yeah.
Because they're basically the same size building.
Well, I think to a certain extent, some of the data center will apply to the warehouse.
Yes.
Because it's, they're similar type of developments as far as size and scope. Yeah. All right.
The only real substantial difference is the amount of parking they need for employees.
Well, that's vastly different.
Yeah, but.
And
well, that and the trucks, because you're not trying. The trucks are going to be noisier.
Parking,